Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
Fathers. So the title of the sermon is, for the media team, Fathers. Not just fathers. Three times. Fathers. Close your eyes and lift your right hand and talk to God that, Lord, bring me to great understanding of this subject. Let me hear your voice in the voice of Pastor, and let your spirit be released upon me. I want to leave here transformed, informed, and empowered to become what I'm about to be taught. Leka bahason tabaha katayas. Thank him all like a suti abare ketabaha doas. We thank you for your spirit in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So fathers. A man is not a father just because he can reproduce a child. Fatherhood is beyond your ability to impregnate a woman. Fathers are more than men who brought us into the world. Fatherhood comes with a great responsibility. It is not a child's play to be called a father. It's a very serious issue that we have to pay attention to. And as even a nation, we must develop the system so well that the subject of fatherhood, not just in the church, but in the nation, is rightly highlighted. I believe with all my heart that most of these Western nations are moving from grace to grass in terms of integrity and morality, because the subject of fatherhood is nowhere to be found in the Western world. You go to UK, you can have a couple, 16 years and 14 years. They have three children, and the government is taking care of them and the children. So what will a 16-year-old teach the child? We take all these things for granted, and gradually it has entered into the church, and even though Christ is in us, we have not reformed to the scriptures. And that is why when you come to church, I do my best not to just make you happy. That's why I've maintained this style of teaching on Sundays, is for instructions and directions, so that we can get ourselves in the right position as we walk with God. Fathers produce sons. And the production is just not, it's not just in producing a human being. It's a whole systematic production. So if you call yourself a father, it's a very heavy word that should not be underrated. Have you heard the word like father, like son? Have you heard it before? Like father, like son. A father must produce a son. And when you meet a son, you should be able to tell his father, I'm coming. When you meet a son, you should be able to tell his father. That is why it is very, very disgraceful for a woman to get pregnant And when the family asks, who is responsible? The woman says, I don't know. It is one of it's like something that a woman gets pregnant and the woman does not know who impregnated her. But there's something we say that it's only a woman that knows the father of a child. When a man loses his connection to his roots, there are things the enemy takes advantage of. And people are in this world struggling, battling all kinds of emotional distress because they have lost their roots. There are people who don't know their father. There are people who have never seen their father. Even when they ask their mother cannot tell them who their father is. And those kind of people, only a few of them become exceptional to rise up in society. Because every son must have a father. That is why Jesus had a foster father. Because God could have made Jesus just come into the world. But God determined that though Mary was going to carry this child, there must be a father figure around Jesus. And when we should take our time to look at what Joseph did for baby Jesus, that is for another Father's Day, because today I'm not doing that. Jesus, one time in John chapter 10 verse 30, he said, I and my Father are one. What you will get in my Father is also in me. Please, are you here? What you will see in my Father, what my Father can do, I can also do. That is the meaning. What my Father represents is what I also represent. The world tomorrow is the world we are creating in our sons and daughters today. Whatever you are pouring into your children today is going to produce a well tomorrow. And I want to ask you whether what you are pouring into your children as a father will give the next generation the kind of world that can help them. Fathers are made to reproduce after their kind. Fathers, we cannot joke with this calling. You cannot be at ease and watch yourself passing through the years without pouring yourself into the children God has given to you. And how will you be able to pour the right content if you don't have the right content? Because what a man does not have, he cannot give. I'm coming. There is no other model of fatherhood that is effective and efficient outside the model that God has given us in the Bible. That is why I'm not going to stand here to teach you from Charisma magazine or whatever. I'm going to use the Bible, the scriptures, to highlight who a father is. And I'm going to stay on just one that I feel so led this morning to share on. There is one, young men, don't become a father if you are not ready. Don't become a father because you will disturb a child. There is no perfect atmosphere for a child to grow than to grow in the presence of a father and a mother under the same roof. Maybe you did not get it, but don't let it become the story of your child. Fatherhood is not for boys. It's a real work. That is why, you see, when a young man is called into ministry, it's a big work. Because suddenly the man must step into a shoe where he becomes a father. So as I'm standing here, I'm like a father to you. I have to know a lot of things. Because when you are coming to me, you won't consider that I'm a young man. When you are coming with your issue. Praise God. When you enter the consulting room and you meet a young doctor there, you don't consider the age. You are trusting that he has been trained professionally to take you through what you came to the hospital to look for. And fathers, don't just sleep in the same house and wake up and drive your children to work. Come back and the years are going and there are some fathers who don't know their children. They don't know their children. They don't know the character of their children. And today I'm going to preach. I'm preaching. I'm praying that there's no standard of fatherhood outside the mirror that God has created. And God knows the type of fatherhood you are modeling in your home as a father. He knows it because one day he was talking about Abraham, Genesis chapter 18, verse 19. And he made us aware of the type of father Abraham was. He said, "For I know him that he will command his children and his whole household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord." God knew the type of father Abraham was. And I want you to know that God knows the type of father you are today. God knows the type of father you are modeling before your family, your wife, your children, and those God has brought into your life. I pray that after this teaching, somebody is becoming a better father in the name of Jesus. I want to ask you a question. That can you gift yourself to the next generation for it to be better? If no, you have an opportunity to make amends and grow into a real father. There are many roles of a father. It's a heavy load. That's why when they don't celebrate fathers, I'm not happy. Because it's a serious work to be called a father. Many men die before their wives. Have you asked yourself why? That's why you have more women than men. Many men die before their wives. The work of a father is not a joke. When the angel wanted to deliver Jesus, Mary didn't see it in the vision. It was Joseph that saw it in the vision. Are you here with me? That is why, as a young lady, don't just take anybody home as a husband. Because fatherhood is not a joke. It's the first standard your child will see. The first standard. And for fathers here, I brought you this word to wake you up. That to be called a father is not just giving money to just pay school fees. Now you just pay the school fees and you have no idea about what your children are learning. When we started gathering the youth to start preparing for the quiz, their facilitators were shocked. They got to know that their children have even started thinking about lesbianism and homosexuality. And they are discussing it. It's like an issue for them. And they are getting confused. You see, you are shocked. Your child is bad. But you don't know. They are getting confused. And you'll be shocked the things your parents and your children know that you don't know. How would they filter these things? How would they go through all these things without getting corrupted? They will meet them by all means. They will encounter them by all means. But you see, what you put in them, what they have seen, what they have experienced, what they have known becomes their standard. I pray in the name of Jesus that at the end of this teaching, fathers will rise up in this house and become an example to their children. Yeah, fathers. There is one thing I'm going to talk about. There were a lot, but I knew I can't even finish the one. when it comes to these subjects, I really read and research, because everybody has an example. I had an example of a father. You had yours. Some people didn't have example of their real father. The example may be good or bad. The example may be effective or ineffective. Maybe you stayed with an uncle, he became a kind of a father. And listen to me, never on any day disrespect any father in your life, whether physical or spiritual. Never in any day of your life stand shoulder to shoulder to any elderly man and say anything to him. That is why you should be careful. If politicians are paying you small money to go on radio to insult presidents, you have not met them. That is why you are insulting them. And you have not been in a place of leadership. That is why you are insulting them. You see, the same people you insult, when you meet them right now, you see that you'll be shaking. You can't even go close to them. This generation must start changing things. Else, the kind of calamities we are seeing, you may talk science, but we talk spiritual. And when the order of honor is broken down, it becomes a problem. So the first thing, the only area I want to talk about today is, you see, when you talk about the president, he's almost 80 years old, or maybe 80 years man. No afafun, now we yano. Hey! You don't want to live long. Let his peers talk to him. If you don't like him when you are going to vote, vote what you have to vote. If you like him when you go, vote what you have to vote. But don't take phone. I'm in my car, then I'll hear who's going. Hello, my name is Lucy Abochi. I'm calling to express the president. Hey, my mouth, I can't even say. Then you talk. That is not a Christian. We must have a model. And if you and I, men, if you and I who are here, will take that position to become the best daddies, the best fathers to our children, to our families, to the people that God will connect us with, the world will become a better place. Amen. I thought you were clapping. I want to talk about this thing. We must develop the habit of showing genuine love to our family. We must develop the habit of showing genuine love to our families. I emphasize to our families, because there are some people, they show love outside and their wives, your wife and your children don't know that you're a caring man. There's a problem. If you have not cultured your farm, what are you doing in another vineyard? Your child, our children should be able to stand and say, my father is a loving man. My father cares. And when they say it, it shouldn't be because they have to say, because everybody's a child is saying, but they must have experienced it. Genuine love. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. Paul was speaking to the church and was speaking to them as a father. And this is what he said. So being affectionately desirous of you, give me NLT, please. I want to run fast. We loved you so much that we shared with you not only God's goodness, but our own lives. Men, listen to me. Share your life with your family. Share your life with your family. Let it be as though the way you share money, you are sharing your life with your wife, with your son, with your daughters. Share your life. Pour your life. Let your life be intertwined. Be engaged with your family. Your family must smell of you. Your wife must smell of you. Your children must smell of you. Share your life with your family. Let your wife enjoy you. Let your children enjoy you. Let them be happier with you than an uncle. You know, there are some of our children, they want to go and spend holidays with uncle so-and-so. Yeah. We must build that system that we genuinely love our children. Genuine love. Excess love. That is the example God gave to us. That is the example. Every love is subject to the love of God. Every love is subject to the love of God. For us to be great fathers, we must exemplify the love of God. Hey, Pastor, God, I cannot love like God. But God is in us, teaching us every day. Teaching you every day. If you desire to love like God, very soon you begin to love like God. God has called every man here to love your family. Spend your time with your family. Spend your money with your family. Spend what you know. Don't be wise outside and be unwise to your family. Don't let people know that, hey, this man is a very wise man. The wife does not know. The children don't know. No. What your children should hear about you outside there, they should have experienced it in the house. I thought you were clapping. Yes. Be that man and be that father. Be that father. The typical African father does not know how to express love. They say, a man, you must be hard. Hard. A man does not express his feelings. Really. So all these things have entered our heart. A man shouldn't be crying like that. Why are you crying like a woman? All our proverbs have genetic problem. Yeah. Bear me so. A bear man or a boy said it's a human being. Men are even the people that are afraid of injection. You just have to see a man taking injection. Wait. How long? Do it fast too. Fast. Yeah. We have become so rigid that there is no love. Your children can't play around you. Nobody can be in the house. Your house is not your office. Your house is not your professional company. A home is not a company. A home is a home. Don't bring your job issues to the house. When you get to the gate, change your mood. You are home and not at work. I heard a great man speak last week. I was with him. And he said, in his bedrooms, there are no televisions. He has no television in his room. Great man, or not that he doesn't have money. He said he doesn't put television in his bedroom. He wants to experience everything that happens around him in his home. As a man, today, we are not just clapping for you. When the women came to greet us, I had a plan for you. That we will begin to show love to our families. Some of us, our wives are complaining bitterly, but you don't know. If as I said it, you are suspecting your wife, then change your life. As I said it, you say, this woman. Then it is you I'm talking about. That phrase, we have loved you so much, in the original language, means that we have loved and loved and loved you. That's the meaning. We have loved and loved and loved you. The calling of a father is to continuously love and show care for the family. Yeah. Continuously love and show care for the family. It must be a new wave of change in all men and fathers in this house. We must become men who love our families. We must become men and fathers. Your child should be able to come to you and know that if nobody will show him or her love, you will show him love. That is the badge of fatherhood. You saw the children, the youth, when I told them I've organized KFC for them, you saw how they were happy. Yes. Look, if we don't get close to our families, we will lose them. We will lose them to hip-hop stars and Facebook mentors. And one day, all that you think your child will become, and listen to me, all your labors, the people you are laboring for are your children and your family. When you go into the law, there is no law for strangers when it comes to we. They say, oh, all the strangers Abigail met in her lifetime, give everybody 5%. Where are the lawyers? Becky, is there a law for strangers you met? No. But there's law for your wife. There's law for your extended family. There is law for your children. As for those under 16, they are blessed. That is why the young girls will always try to have a child with some big man. They have a child. Strategic, demonic, strategic move. And when the man dies, the law, even if he didn't put in the will, the law says the child, if they can confirm it's a child for him. Over 60%. Men, listen, no. Listen. 60% of your estate will go to these little children. You can imagine how disappointed your wife and children will be. The place is quiet. But you say it's Father's Day. You see, don't get to the final ages of your years, and when you exit, you've caused a problem for your whole family. Because your wife and four kids will think that they are the only people, and now this is a girl be somewhere coming with two children. And when they see the ears and the eyes of their children, they don't need DNA. Say, wait, I remember. And if like you are like me, you have only boys, and then these two are girls. Hey, your aunties who didn't like you, they would say, oh, look, awesome. The aunties who didn't like your wife. So, awesome, pa, awesome. Oh, mom, bra, mom, tina, say. But your mom, man, show, well, mom. Yen, tina, homa, ne, japa, dear. I mean, these are, this, you, crong, well, take care of them. You've caused a mess. You are gone. It's time to show love. And pour love so much into the family. What makes you a father is when you don't stop loving your family. That is why God doesn't stop loving us. When you don't stop, you can stop loving others. It's not a big deal. It's not good, but it's not a big deal. But if you stop loving your own, there's a problem. Now, family can go beyond blood, but your core, first core, is your family. Oh, Pastor, but what about others? That's why I'm preaching to everybody. Everybody should make his family a loving place and will have a loving world. We are correcting something. And when you are correcting something, you speak what should be You don't try to complicate the whole thing. The thing is that fathers must rise up and be responsible to their children and their families. All these armed robbers, all these prostitutes, all this plenty chaos in the family, in the society, is because families are not working. And when you step into the family, we will lay the blame at the doorsteps of the fathers. Yes, we will lay the blame. Hello? We will lay. You are because of your father. When the devil went to Eve, what did he say? Has God said? He attacked God to Eve. You are because of your father. The DNA of your father is running through your blood. Whether you change your language, whether you change your phonetics, hello, and God, and God, and God, and God. It doesn't change it. Your DNA, when we check it. So fathers, a healthy family always has a loving father. A healthy family always has a healthy, a loving father. God dangerously loved Israel. His love for Israel was great. He loved them in excess. God loves, for God so loved the world that he gave. God is still loving. We must not get tired loving. The story of the prodigal son tells us a lot about love. Love will take anything and turn it to something strong. Love is so powerful that anything it touches, it brings something out of it. So you see this picture. You see the black goat or calf or whatever. In the absence of the father, it looked black. But it carries the same potential as the others. Please, are you seeing it? It's carrying the same potential. But because he had not encountered a father, that is why God brings you into a church to have a father figure like a pastor. To keep preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching. And if you're a Christian and you don't have a father as a pastor, you are in trouble. Yeah. Every Christian needs a father as a pastor. So this man was somewhere, this goat or whatever, sheep, so dirty. It looks different. You struggle from inferiority complex. You struggle from the sense of failure, the sense of unachievement. Listen to me. When you come to God, everything about your mindset begins to reset. There are a lot of things you think you don't qualify for, but when you come to him, he begins to rewire you. He begins to work on you. So this goat met a father, and the father, look at what the father does. The father is patient. The father embraces that which nobody wants to embrace and begins to wash the person and washes the man so much so that all that was making him feel inferior are being washed away. Listen, the love of a father is more than the strength of water. It washes away every inadequacy for my children. The man's father, the prodigal son, Luke chapter 15. The man was standing at the entrance of the house waiting for the son. Waiting for the son. I told somebody yesterday that, you see, when the father saw the son coming, the father did not say, "See my prodigal son." No. The father did not say, "See my stubborn boy, he's coming home." He didn't use that. He said, "My son, who was lost, but now is found." Now, the prodigal son, because of time, I won't go into Luke chapter It's a whole verse, but I'm picking it out because I have like 10 minutes to end. The man was standing at the gate. The man, this boy has taken half of the property of the man. It is estimated to be $13.5 million. Hey, Kukua, just imagine. $13.5 million. Then, not in this my bread economy. No. Then, you know, at a point, the dollar in the city was the same. Yeah, at a point, the city was even stronger when we just changed. A day is coming. It shall come back again. Yeah, I know you are politicians, so you are not saying amen. It will come back again. Yeah. If you want to track my political line, you will suffer. You know. So the man stood at the gate when the son came. The son was eating with pigs. And now he came to himself. And when even he came to himself, this is what he said. If the servants in my father's house, they don't even eat this kind of food. They eat better. They chop better. Let me go back so that he takes me as a servant. And when I become a servant, I will eat better than what I'm eating. So whilst he was going, the world has made him reduce himself. He has devalued in his own eyes. But the love of the Father had not reduced him. The love of the Father kept him as the status of a son. When we keep loving our family, whatever the world does to them, when they come back and encounter our love, they get new strength. We are revived. They get revived and they go back to achieve what they have to achieve. Fathers, it is time to show love at the highest level. Yes. If your child is not doing well, don't compare him to the other one who is doing well, because the fingers are not the same. You can't have 5 children who are all intelligent. It's a lie. You can't. Oh yeah, ebi bebon. Obebon paya momosa, omo bebon. They won't understand science. They won't understand maths. And you'll be wondering, what else should I tell this boy to understand? They won't understand. Some of them will do well, they'll read science. Some of them will still do well, they'll read art. Those days, our time, when you don't do well, they give you art. Yes, they give you art. Oh, they'll call Konako film. And now, those who went to read art, they are the one managing those of us who did science. So I had a friend in St. Peter's. We were in the same class, science and blah, blah, blah. And when we finished, we went to tech. Then I think he diverted after first degree and went to do some human resource things, be outside, took masters. The other time I went to one of our big guys' office and he's the personal assistant of this big guy. I'm not near this big guy like 10 steps. But this is my friend who is the BA. He controls the accountants there. He controls the HR officers there. And this is him. He diverted. Your doctor. Is it doctor with the job? There are doctors who are broke. They have to work hard. Locum here, locum there, locum there, locum here, locum. So before they'll get 10,000 a month, they've done plenty locums. And they are business people. That's your son who doesn't go to school. He goes to school, he doesn't understand anything. And you are in sort of, wait. By the time you say, me, daddy, me, I want to do entrepreneurship. And you land him even 5,000 Ghana cedi in 6 months, what you see out of him. You will see that he will be the one to sponsor the one who is intelligent to read his PhD. Yeah. You must be a father. You must be a father. Jesus had 12 sons or followers. Always is Peter, James, and John. Why didn't he take Thomas and Bartholomew to mountains to pray? He knows they can't pray. They are people in this church. I won't call them for prayer meetings. I won't try. By the time they do one all night with me, they won't come to church for 3 months. When you ask them, they'll say, the last time we prayed, like my spine. It's like my spine. I won't call you for that prayer. So Peter, James, and John will always follow Jesus to the mountain to pray. But he will never call back Thomas. But Thomas became a missionary in India and died for the gospel. And he was martyred. Listen to me. As a father, you have a lot of work to do. Your children are your inheritance. Don't just let them teach them how to swim, how to dance ballet, how to do this, how to do. Those things are good, but listen to me. Listen to me. If you don't build your children, you see, church is not the holy. It's not the place where we say Holy Ghost take Holy Ghost. What I am doing, if you know what I'm doing for you for the next generation, I'm changing your mind. I'm changing the way you are seeing your family. I'm changing the way you see your father. And if you're a father, if you're a man, if you're a young man, don't think that fatherhood is just to have a child. It's a serious thing. That is why when you impregnate somebody's child, they become worried because they look at you. You're a student. You're a student. Look at you, student. What are you going to do for this, their daughter? And sometimes they'll just say, oh, their mother, uncle, we'll take care of our daughter. You go. You go. And then when you are fortunate and your uncle is raised somewhere, they'll say, go and stay with your uncle in Ashanti region or maybe UK. Just go. But if you are like me, you are in Atakpami, and you come home with this problem. You see, they'll look at their boy and say, I'm going to take it away. Because fatherhood, Mr. Banfo, is not a joke. It's not a joke. It's a responsibility. But if you don't walk in love and feed your family with love, because love is the energy that keeps you going when nothing is encouraging you. I pray for fathers that something new will fall on you in the name of Jesus. Let me run through this. Unfortunately, I've not done even one third of what I have. I don't know how come the time beat me. How does a father demonstrate love to the family? Number one, be diligent in providing for the family. Provide. Stop speaking in tongues alone. Provide. Men, provide. No excuse. Provide. That is a father. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8. When you go home, read it because of time. Provide. Provide. Make life easier for the family. Number two, teach and discipline your children to be godly. Teach and discipline your children. If you have a daughter, teach her how to dress. Teach her how to talk. Teach her how to keep herself. Teach her. Teach. Teach them to love the word. Teach them to know how to talk. It's so nice to meet children who have been trained and discipled. It's so nice. And when you meet the people too who are haywire, you see that they'll all be quiet. You see, everybody will be quiet. In their head, say, the papa shen will feel the whole year, say, oh, they are just watching. Train and discipline your children, else one day they will disgrace you. That is the core. Them, if you love your children, you must train them. Fathers, if you love them, train them. Hebrews chapter 12 verses. For the Lord disciplines those he loves. Did you see that? So if you love your children, discipline them. That is why if you are in this ministry, you are working with the Lord together with me, I will not clap for you and be smiling when you are going wayward. I will discipline you. Not because I hate you, but because I love you. I want something great to come out of you. And when the thing, the greatness comes out of you, you appreciate the disciplines. As a father, discipline. As a father, train. Your children eat on the dining table and you still go and clean it for them. You don't care. There's a problem. They eat and they leave it. And then they go and you are happy. You don't care. As a father, you must. Because these little things, oh, pastor, you know, these children, they are... No. Train them. You see that your son is coming home with two girls, three girls today. This, oh, it's my friend. You have passed that stage before. You know he's not a friend. You've passed that stage. You have passed that stage. Oh, he's a friend. He's one of our colleagues. Another face cam. Sit your son down and talk sense to him. Are you here with me? We don't want dysfunctioning families. The divorce rate is too much. And somebody must tell us that as a father, guard your home. Model yourself after Christ so that you can instill the same thing Abraham did to his children. Discipline, train, correct. Discipline, train, correct. Number three, respond to their mistakes with mercy and compassion. Respond to their mistakes with mercy and compassion. Because the purpose of discipline is to inculcate the right character into them. So respond to their mistakes with mercy and compassion. Psalm 103, verse 13 to 14. When you go read it. Number four, keep telling them you love them. I heard it in the video. Keep telling them. I don't know why for Africans it's big deal. It's like, okay, something, you have lost something. Like something has left you. Francis, the way you are laughing is like, Charlie, me say I love you. It's like, now if you say anything, they will take you up. So I won't give an example. Crap. Let the pressure go down. We'll go back to the examples. There are some people from a certain place. They don't know how to say, I love you. I didn't mention names, but they know themselves. Sir Ombeka said, I love you. Mr. Banfo. I love you. There are some husbands, I don't know the last time you turned to your wife and told him, I love you. If you are seated by your wife, turn to her and look at the face and tell her, I love you. Take the hand and squeeze it small and say, I love you. Don't add with the love of God. Though. Say, I love you. I love you. Amen. Continuously, God keeps telling us 310 times in the Bible. God told us he loves us. The Bible spoke about God's love. May all that is discussed in your home be about your love for your family. In the name of Jesus. The last but not the least is understand the individualistic personalities of your children. Understand it. And don't complicate them. Don't let them grow hating each other. We can raise them to fight against each other. Because they've seen that you preferred one to another. Because you use their mass and their signs against them. May the Lord bless us all in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you're a man, please rise up on your feet. If you're a man, rise up on your feet. The women, you can sit. And the men, please lift your two hands to God. and talk to God right now. The women just pray and beg them that wisdom to become the kind of a father that God will be proud of. Pray that God will give you that heart, a big heart, a big heart, a big heart, a heart that will watch over the children and the family and grow them and nurture them into the exact purposes of God. That as you do that also, you yourself become a model to them by allowing the Holy Ghost to model you too. In the name of Jesus, receive grace, receive the love, receive the patience, receive the tenacity, receive the endurance, and receive the wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Charis Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Charis Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Charis. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.